What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Dropping Dimes, your 2 cents of basketball. I'm your host, Rodrigo, but you can call me Rod. And I'm joined by the man who just saw his national team win the Copa America, Rafael. Parabéns. How's it going?
I'm great, Rodrigo. How are you? It's great to be back. Another week, another pod.
Hey, I like that. I like that. Congrats again. Brazil, for those of you that didn't know or just didn't care, just won the Copa America, South America's most prestigious soccer tournament.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I should be saying that here, but I do like another sport other than basketball.
That's fine. I am
a soccer fan.
We respect it. We just don't care.
Yes, I accept that.
But, oh my God, what a weekend. And this is going back to basketball. What a weekend. What a week, to say the least. It feels like we're playing NBA 2K and, you know, you went into the GM mode and just started making crazy moves that don't make any sense, but somehow you pull them off.
It's just, right? just like a fantasy league. It feels like a fantasy league.
Yeah, no, it's almost like someone hit a randomized button on the NBA and now everything has changed dramatically. And we have to talk about the elephant in the room, Kawhi Leonard, who finally on Friday at around 11 p.m. Pacific time made his decision. And let's paint a picture here. You and I went out on Friday,
mm-hmm.
And my girlfriend. We went to the Star Wars Symphony.
Good thing that you
we had
made
we were
clear.
In different seats. I was with my girlfriend. You were sitting at a different place. We had a great time. It was Empire Strikes Back. Really cool because you had the live orchestra. We grabbed something on the way back to eat, and then I was going to bed when I checked Twitter for the last time, and I saw Adrian Wojnarowski with the Woj bomb saying that Kawhi Leonard had decided to join the Clippers, and I couldn't believe it. Honestly, it wasn't that I was upset. It was just like, what? Right now?
I just love how he managed to keep everyone guessing. I think that's like amazing. And nowadays, it's almost impossible for something like that to happen. And I just think it's amazing that he managed to keep people guessing. Everyone talking about Toronto, everyone talking about the Lakers, and then he turns out and he chooses the Clippers.
I was speechless like I am right now. And not only that, like by the time that I was checking the tweets and making sure that I was checking if the Woj profile that I was checking on Twitter was legit, then another Woj bomb. Paul George was going to join the Clippers via trade from Oklahoma City. So, absolute madness. I told my girlfriend right away. She was devastated because she's a Raptors fan. She wanted Kawhi to stay. I thought Kawhi was going to stay in Toronto. And I have to admit, we're not ESPN, we're not TSN, but Dropping Dimes was one of the first Canadian outlets to let the people know that Kawhi was joining the Clippers. Same with Paul George.
Good for
us.
It
was late, yeah.
But I understand that we live in the age of social media and information, you know, travels much faster nowadays than it used to in the 90s or in the 80s and so on. But I don't know about you, but I feel like when things happen like this, when you get the news and it's unexpected news and no one was talking about it as a rumor, it makes it more fun. Like it's like a surprising thing, right?
It's not like I didn't enjoy the process. I personally, you know, and I'm talking as a Laker fan, I didn't think that we were going to get Kawhi, to be honest with you. I saw all the fake accounts being created, that Kawhi had already signed with the Lakers, that there were rumors that he was joining the Lakers. I personally didn't believe that because I didn't think that he wanted to play with not only LeBron, but with AD. He didn't want to be there. Did I hope that we got him? Yeah, absolutely. But I didn't think that he was joining the Lakers. I thought he was going to stay with the Raptors. I didn't think he would join the Clippers.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's just sitting at home with... Like, he was sitting at home with Uncle Dennis. Checking Twitter. Shout out, Uncle Dennis. I'm still waiting for you to contact me so we can start the DVD series.
Maybe he wants you to go to Dennis and have dinner with him.
Yeah, maybe. Or brunch, maybe.
Brunch at Dennis.
Yeah. But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they were sitting at home the whole time checking the news and reading Twitter. And then he goes like, okay, everyone is talking about the Raptors and the Lakers, so I'm just going to go to the Clippers just to surprise them.
Now, I wish that was correct, but it's not true. Because now there are reports that he was recruiting Paul George.
The whole time.
Yeah. And that he was talking to the Clippers the entire time, saying, look, I want my own super team. I don't want to be part of the already established super team in the Lakers. And I want my co-star. And he was talking to Paul George, saying, come on, dude, let's team up. And then Kawhi was telling the Clippers, if you can get Paul George, I'm going.
Yeah, but if that's the case, then Kawhi proved to be a better recruiter than LeBron. Because when LeBron started to recruit AD, everyone knew about it. The whole team chemistry was ruined during the season because of that. And then the young players were no longer motivated because everyone knew that they were basically on the trading block. So, I mean, the way Kawhi did it, keeping it, you know, like as a secret, really, really worked.
Yeah, no, I mean, I have nothing to say against... I mean, Kawhi really weighed his options. I think, you know, a lot of people, the initial reaction was the Lakers were the losers in the trade. I don't think so, talking objectively, because, you know, who was our biggest target? Anthony Davis, and we got him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to talk about in a few minutes about all the other pieces, but the Lakers got the man that they wanted. Kawhi would have been the cherry on top.
Yeah.
I think the real losers here are the Raptors, first of all, and the Thunder, even though they got a huge package for Paul George.
And also, I think it's important to mention that the way that Raptors fans and the organization handled the situation was very classy.
It was very classy.
Yeah.
I shout out to the Raptors fans. Because, you know, had this been another city, I think the fan base would have been splitted between thank you, Kawhi, and go F yourself, Kawhi.
I think it was a great way of bouncing back from that horrible episode when the fans celebrated KD's injury.
No, but...
I think it was a great way to bounce back.
No, shout out to the Bryan brothers, because we discussed that in length, and we agreed that, you know, it was people were cheering... that they saw the window open and not for KD to get injured. I don't think so. But I don't know. I jumped on the Raptors fan wagon.
Mm.
I completely admit that. So maybe it's because of that I think I am a little bit upset. I would be a little bit upset because he sort of played the Raptors. I mean, now that we know that Kawhi was intending to go to the Clippers the entire time, and he orchestrated this. Why didn't he tell the Raptors, look, I'm going to go. You guys go build your team. It was great, but thank you.
I think he was clearly still thinking about it. He didn't have a final decision yet. Otherwise, I think he would have told them from the start, I'm going to the Clippers. Yeah, because what I don't like about this is that the Raptors now, they don't have a chance to bring another superstar.
Exactly.
Because everyone already signed with other teams.
Yeah, yeah.
So they have a lot of salary cap open now, but there's not much to do with it.
There's nothing to do, honestly.
Yeah, but that's the only thing that really they were affected by the time that he took to, you know, make up his mind.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, he's right, right? He can take the time that he wants.
No, absolutely. But, you know, it is one of those things that it's complicated. I'm not saying that Kawhi did anything wrong. Again, I agree that he was weighing all his options. Like, maybe if the Clippers don't pull off the trigger on Paul George, maybe he goes to the Lakers. Maybe he stays with the Raptors.
Yeah.
We don't know. Like, he really took his time. But it did not help the Raptors.
Yeah.
Because the Lakers sort of bounced back because of all the cap space. And this is where a little bit of the brand, I think, played a little bit of a role here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, am I going to sign with the Lakers? Am I going to sign with the Raptors? I'll rather go to the Lakers as a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
Because then, what was the first move that the Lakers made right after that? They signed Danny Green.
Yeah.
Right? And that was a hit to the Raptors.
Yeah.
Even if Danny Green wasn't fantastic, he was a good role player the entire season. And then the Lakers signed Quinn Cook, so a good backup as a point guard from the Warriors. Then we bring back JaVale McGee, Rondo, and KCP. Again, just I wasn't upset about JaVale. JaVale had a good season, and I think he moved away from checked in a full JaVale to being a good role player. KCP and Rondo, I mean, Rondo, you bring him because of the experience. KCP, he's a clutch client. That's the pay you get a prize. And that's the price you get a pay, not the pay you get a prize.
I do think that you guys could bring some players from the Summer League team, some two-way contracts. I think it could be worth it. You have some good players there.
We also signed the man himself, the legend, Jared Dudley.
And once you guys signed Jared Dudley, then you had your big three.
It was over. Yeah,
you had your big three, your version of the big three.
No, but then yesterday in the afternoon, the Lakers go out, and who do they sign? Boogie!
Yeah, okay. You seem a little bit too excited about
that. I'm excited. I mean, the Marcus Cousins comes out from, from having a chip on his shoulder. Obviously, he was a prize possession for the Warriors, and we all gave up last summer when the Warriors signed him, right? Mm-hmm. We thought it was unfair. Five All-Stars in the starting lineup. And then he goes down with it. Well, we knew he was not going to play for a majority of the season. Comes back, not in great shape, yada, yada, yada. But he kind of helped stealing that one game from the Raptors during the finals. And this time he's not injured. He's got the entire summer to bring back his old self and jump right into action.
I do think that you guys should grab Rondo, Jared Dudley, and DeMarcus Cousins and make a big three team and go compete against the other teams from the big three.
Those guys would potentially win the big three. They're in NBA shape.
They are at a time in their career that they should start thinking about big three.
No. Boogie, no. But I feel bad for Boogie.
Yeah.
Because, he went from elite player to ring chaser now. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to call him that.
No, because he's
not doing that.
He needs to turn around his career now.
Yeah.
And he's going to have a good opportunity with
the
Lakers.
Absolutely. And, he's going to take, hopefully, this summer to get back in shape, get back to being Boogie. He's playing with Rondo, with Anthony Davis, and they all play together in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the New Orleans Lakers and the New Orleans Pelicans, the Los Angeles Pelicans now.
It's crazy. That's crazy.
That's a little bit crazy, yeah. But at least he's gonna feel more comfortable playing with these guys that he has chemistry with, and he had that run with them, right? So that should also help him. And from the rumors that were thrown around, it was Anthony Davis that told Boogie, come here, let's win it all, let's get you where you were a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I mean, for just to finish with the Raptors before we keep talking about the Lakers.
No, we can talk about the Raptors.
If the price you have to pay now is to have a season that it's not going to be that great because you didn't have time to sign another superstar and Kawhi didn't give you enough notice for you to plan around or to plan ahead, I think that's a price that you, as a Raptor fan, you need to accept that.
Absolutely.
You had so many losing seasons, so many seasons that the Raptors sucked, that now having another season that it's not going to be this great after a title, you can live with that, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it was always in the table that Kawhi might not stay in Toronto. And after 24 years of not even going to the NBA Finals, to being the reigning champs, I mean, until next June, the Raptors are the NBA champions. Whether you like it or not, they are the champs.
Yeah.
And as a fan, you can only say thank you and try to move on. I don't know if retiring Kawhi's jerseys in the future.
Mm.
A big shout out, definitely. I don't know, but there are other players like DeMar. DeMar and Kyle Lowry would deserve to get their jerseys retired before Kawhi.
And do you know if Patrick McCaw is staying with them?
I don't know.
Because if he is, then they have nothing to worry about. Next year, they're going to be champions again.
I mean, Patrick McCaw has never missed the finals.
Yeah.
So who knows? He's the human Victory cigar.
Yeah,
so
he's like the complete opposite from Frank the Tank.
Oh, speaking of Frank the Tank, I don't know if you guys listening remember this, but we were the first podcast to announce that it only made sense that Frank the Tank had to be moved out of Charlotte to a team that was struggling, and finally the basketball gods heard us, and Frank the Tank is a part of the Phoenix Suns. Shout out to John. John, I just don't want to say his last name, but he's a Phoenix fan.
Oh, okay.
So shout out John, because, my man, just brace for it. You're going to have a long season. You have Ricky Rubio now, at least.
Yeah.
And Frank the Tank. But okay, let's go back to the big trade. Let's talk about the Clippers, who became now a powerhouse, right? They have Kawhi Leonard, Paul George. They bring him back Patrick Beverley. They have Landry Shamet. Montrezl Harris.
Yes.
And now here's the other side of the equation. They, in order to get Paul George, they traded Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, a very good rookie, it seems. Danilo Gallinari, who, I mean, had a good season, but if you're the Clippers, you can definitely live without Gallo. But then they traded a record 7 draft picks.
That's crazy.
So 4 unprotected first-round picks, 1 protected first-round pick, and 2 pick swaps. Mm. And this is 2 weeks after the Lakers trade for, or when it was confirmed that the Lakers were trading 4 draft picks or 5 draft picks for Anthony Davis, and everyone was freaking out because he was one too many picks. But the Clippers were, went, hold my beer, I'm going to do this.
Yeah, it's just that nowadays the teams are so concerned about the salary cap that if you really want to make a trade work, sometimes you just need to, you know, give up your draft picks because no one is willing to take a lot of contracts and take a hit on their salary cap.
Yeah, I mean, it's a move that, same as with Anthony Davis, if it's there, you go ahead and do it, right? Do you think the Clippers become instant favorites?
I think that, you know, the fact that they gave away a lot of draft picks instead of active players, it gives them an edge if you compare them to the Lakers because they have a better bench. They have like a deep squad, and the Lakers they're still trying to, you know, put together their squad.
I think, you know, when the trade and the Kawhi decision was announced, they became title favorites. But as the Lakers started filling out their team as well, it was like, okay, it seems, if not even, at least there's no real favorite in LA, at least. Because we still have the Warriors, the Spurs, even the Kings, are the Jazz. Everyone is contending. I mean, we cannot forget about the Rockets. The Western is wild. Yeah. It's absolutely wild. I don't think after the Warriors dynasty in this past 5 years when the Warriors were just obliterating the West, that the Western Conference has been this open and this available for honestly any team. And it's gonna be a lot about matchups in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Who plays against who has home court advantage. I mean, the Lakers and the Clippers, if they even face each other, in the playoffs, it's going to be interesting.
That should be fun to watch.
Finally, the Clippers wanting to create that rivalry against the Lakers for this long, it finally makes sense.
And if you compare name by name, like point guard and then shooting guard and so on, I think that the Clippers right now, they're a better team.
I don't know. I'm good. They have a.
You're a little bit biased.
I agree. But having said that, I mean, these guys, their biggest achievement was winning 2 games against the Warriors.
Mm.
That is their biggest achievement, right? Let's not get too carried away either. Now, they have Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, absolutely. But the other players, that is their claim to fame. Being gritty, being, you know, dogs on defense and whatnot, playing with a chip on their shoulder. But have they done anything? No, they haven't even reached the conference finals yet. So obviously, now with these 2 superstars, everything changes. They get elevated by 10 more levels, right? But let's not get too carried away. I mean, the Lakers also brought proven veterans. They brought shooters. They still have LeBron James and Anthony Davis.
Yeah. Let's just hope that some of these guys that are signing with the Lakers, they don't get too carried away with the fact that they're now playing for the Lakers.
Yeah.
So they need to work hard. It's not going to be like, okay, I'm playing for the Lakers now and it's showtime.
No. I agree 100%. But, you know, wearing my Lakers fan hat, I'm glad that for the first time in a few years, it seemed like the organization finally went ahead and made some smart moves. They didn't recruit players on the basis of where the Lakers, which is what the Knicks did this year. And it's the same thing that we were trying to do in the past couple of years. I think we finally, and I knock on wood, that the front office finally realized, like, look, our brand can only take us somewhere. The rest, we have to show a plan.
Mm-hmm.
everyone signed, except for a couple of players, but everyone at least signed for another 2 years. So it's not like next year we'll have a different team. At least we know there's going to be some continuity. We got a more proven coaching staff, if you want to call it that way. I'm excited, honestly.
Yeah, that's another big difference between the Clippers and the Lakers now. The coaching staff. I mean, Doc Rivers, if you compare name by name, Doc Rivers takes the edge there.
Yeah. But and this is a bit of a gossip that I read. I don't know if it's true. I have no basis to this argument. But apparently, Paul George dated Doc Rivers' daughter.
What?
And cheated on her.
Wow.
So, I don't know. I don't think this will play any role.
They should sign Austin Rivers now, and then they're going to make it a whole family affair.
I don't think this will have any role, but, you know, this is the Lakers fan talking. Screw you, Paul George. We're back to the days of screw you, Paul George. Okay, enough LA talk. I can't believe I said that.
Finally.
Let's talk about the Thunder. The Thunder. I mean, the main reason why Paul George was traded was because apparently there are reports and my sources, Twitter, say that Paul George and Russell Westbrook had a lot of discontent with the organization. So when the trade, let's go back a step. When the trade happened in the moment, everyone thought that, or the rumor was that Paul George didn't want to play with Russell Westbrook.
Mm-hmm.
That was the original argument, mm-hmm. right? But then as the day was passing, the report changed to, no. These guys like each other.
But they don't want to play in OKC anymore.
They don't want to play in OKC anymore, exactly. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, after the trade, then now we're hearing that the Thunder is even considering to trade Russell Westbrook.
Mm. I think it's actually a smart move. If they trade Russell Westbrook now and start planning for next season, you know, just thinking ahead of time and start planning for next season, because clearly it's time for them to finish this cycle and then rebuild.
Now, I don't want to be salty, but I am going to be. Because this is the team that at one point had Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, James Harden, and Serge Ibaka.
Yeah.
Now, two out of those four guys, Serge Ibaka and Kevin Durant, are now NBA champs.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Westbrook and James Harden has been getting close.
The other two are MVPs.
The other two are MVPs, yeah. Yes. I mean, how do you let that happen?
Yeah.
I know everyone, and this is obviously biased because of the size of the market, but everyone takes a crap on the Knicks, on the Lakers, on the bigger teams. But the Thunder should take a really, really hard look at themselves and see what went wrong.
I think the biggest mistake, like if there's one area or one situation that we can point the finger at them, it's the fact that they didn't recognize James' talent. Because I think they didn't think he was going to be that good. Because when he was with the Thunder, he was like a player that was coming off the bench, right, most of the time.
Yeah,
so, I mean, that's where I think they made the biggest mistake. Having said that,
didn't want to pay him.
Yeah, but having said that, if they had paid him and if he had stayed, I don't think that the relationship like between KD, Russell Westbrook, and James would have worked for a long time. Because these are like three big egos, right?
No, absolutely. But don't you think that they could have at least won one championship at the very, very least?
Yeah.
I mean, this is back when Serge Ibaka was also almost on his prime.
Yeah.
Like, he was guarding the paint. You had KD, James Harden, a rising James Harden, a rising Westbrook.
The problem is that they never got rid of Nick Collison. That's the problem.
Yeah, no, Nick Collison is to blame here.
Yeah.
But don't you think that the Thunder could have kept them for one more season together? I mean, granted, Kevin Durant's decision, you know, that had nothing to do with the Thunder, really, because that was his own decision to join the Warriors. But, the first piece to leave was James Harden, and that was because they didn't want to pay him.
Yeah, again,
that much.
Why would you pay Nick Collison for 20 seasons and refuse to pay James?
Because you need 12 guys on the team, man.
Like, yeah, they were paying him just because he was part of the Seattle Supersonics.
I'm sure that Nick Collison would have given a friends and family discount to the Thunder. I'm sure. But now, you know, if you're the Thunder, what do? Do you go ahead and trade Westbrook? Do you keep him and see if his trade value goes up and maybe you can get more assets? Or do you try to get rid of him before the season starts?
I think that now they already have a lot of draft picks that they acquired from the Clippers. Yeah. If they go ahead and they trade Westbrook as well, they should try to get players. Because that way they can, you know, at least try to make sure that they have a competitive team for the next couple of seasons.
Right.
So that they don't have to, you know, like become a team that it's in complete rebuild mode. So I would try to get some players, quality players, so that they can still have a competitive team.
I would hold on to Westbrook until the beginning of the season and try to trade him before the trade deadline. Because right now, who wants to change teams? I don't know of any disgruntled stars right now. Everyone that was upset with their team has already moved on. Everyone that was a big name free agent has already signed with the team. There's no point. Like, I don't think you get a good trade for Russell Westbrook right now, before the beginning of the season. Because now, with all the rumors and everything, his reputation is not exactly the best one.
Yeah.
And you're not going to get the real value that you can get for him.
You know what would be extremely funny? If the Knicks go ahead and trade RJ Barrett and a lot of draft picks and a lot of people for Westbrook, and then Westbrook comes to the Knicks and he's like another Stephen Marbury with the Knicks. That would be like hilarious.
Shout out to the Knicks, because that's something that could happen.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, given everything that they've done so far and so far this free agent season, I wouldn't be surprised. It would be hilarious, honestly.
Or maybe someone like Sacramento could like do something stupid their best players to OKC and bring Russell or something like that.
I think the Kings are committed to their youth, and they even signed Luke Walton. Like, they're completely into their youth movement, and they're going to go with that. Vladdy seems to finally have learned his lesson. I don't think he wants to do anything questionable right now. But the Knicks, maybe the Rockets? Because, I mean, if you want to trade Russell Westbrook, he doesn't have a very friendly contract.
Yeah.
And maybe if you're OKC and the Rockets, maybe you want to do a one-for-one for Chris Paul. And maybe you reunite James Harden and Russell Westbrook.
It would be interesting to see that.
Because Chris Paul has a horrible contract as well.
Yeah.
But at least, you know, you get a veteran point guard. If you're the Thunder, he can ride into the sunset. Whatever, you get a couple more picks or absorb contracts that you don't have to pay forward in the next couple of years.
I would like, well, people are talking a lot about the Knicks and the Miami Heat as the main contenders for Russell Westbrook right now.
Are you serious about the Knicks?
Well, that's what I've heard. Yeah. But these guys. I think that
please bring Melo back.
You might as well just bring Melo back, right? I think that Miami would be interesting for Russell Westbrook because there's another guy there that has the same mentality. You know, Jimmy Butler?
Yeah.
So they have the same like winning mentality that they're going to be, you know, poking the other players the whole time and they're annoying. I mean, it's going to be a nightmare for the other players. That's why they got rid of Whiteside already and they sent him to the Blazers.
To the Blazers. How do you feel about that, by the way?
We'll get to the Blazers,
but I don't know. If I'm Miami, I would be a little bit scared to have such explosive personalities in Russell Westbrook and Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, but you have someone like Pat Riley. I mean, he's a guy. If someone can control these two guys, it's Pat Riley, right?
That's true. I mean, he did a good job. And Spoelstra with LeBron, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh. But, I mean, at the same time, those three guys, they sort of knew the pecking order, right? Like, LeBron was the first one to get the points. Then Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh was there to be the sort of the glue guy between everyone. And you had Udonis Haslem and other veterans. Right now, it's Jimmy Butler's team. And if you get Russell Westbrook, it becomes Russell Westbrook's team, right? I go and just say, like, just for the sake of and everything that has happened, go, Knicks, go. Trade for Russell Westbrook.
I would love to see them trade all the young players and get Russell Westbrook and then re-sign Carmelo Anthony. That would be amazing. That would be amazing.
Oh, my God. I mean, any Knicks fans out there, shout out to Lars. If you guys make this happen, we'll send you a thank you card or something. Like, we'll literally get the New York Knicks business address and we'll send them a thank you card all the way to New York for making our dreams come true.
They are, I mean, if they do that, they're going to make the NBA season even more entertaining. for all the wrong reasons. Yeah. Now it's entertaining for, you know, the right reasons.
Yeah.
And then if they bring Melo back and they sign Westbrook, I mean, we're just going to have more content to put on Twitter and to talk about and joke.
It would be absolutely amazing. But let's talk about your team, the Blazers, because you guys have made several moves, actually.
Super Mario.
You have Mario Hezonja. You traded for
Whiteside.
For Hassan Whiteside.
Then we have the rookie that's supposed to be a very good rookie.
Who's your rookie again?
I forgot his name. Nassil something?
Mohamed?
Search for it. Search in Google. But yeah, he was considered the steal of the draft.
I know who you're. So you also. Okay, so here are your Portland Trail Blazers as of today, July 7th.
Your Portland Trail Blazers!
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Kent Bazemore?
He's a good player.
Zach Collins?
Not a good player.
Seth Curry is still here, but we know he's going to the Mavs. Rodney Hood is back! Rodney Hood is back to the Blazers. Scott Labissiere. Jake Layman. No, Jake Layman was already traded, right? Nazir Little.
Yeah, that's the one.
Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum, Yusuf Nurkic, Anthony Simmons, Gary Trent Jr., and Hassan Whiteside. That's your 2019-2020 Trailblazers.
I don't know what to expect, to be honest. If Whiteside is committed and if he wants to do well, he can be a great player.
Well, on Hassan Whiteside, it's the last year of his contract.
Contract year.
And last time he had a contract year, he was a really good player.
Yeah.
So maybe he's going to show off a little bit in Portland.
Yeah. And Nurkic is going to be out most of the season because of his injury. So we need another big man. I didn't like the fact that we allowed Cantor to go to the Celtics. He did a good job during the playoffs. So I would like to, you know, to keep him.
I don't know. I mean, because you're going to have Nurkic back at one point. And Nurkic and Whiteside is an upgrade from Enes Kanter.
Yeah. Maybe. If Whiteside is committed, then yes, I agree with you.
I don't know why you brought Rodney Hood back. The other moves, actually, like Kent Bazemore.
Yeah.
He's a very solid player. Who else? Whiteside, I'm okay with that. Re-signing Damian Lillard until he's
extension.
85.
We need a backup point guard. Better backup point guard. Because we had Seth Curry.
Yeah.
I am not a big fan of Seth Curry, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah. So I would like to have a better backup point guard. That was always a problem for us. I think the last good backup point guard that I can think about was Steve Blake when he was playing with the Trailblazers. Because after that, we had Andre Miller, who he was supposed to be at a retirement home already by the time he was playing with us. Then who else? I mean, I cannot think about any other good backup point guards.
Yeah, no, me neither, to be honest. Evan Turner, but he's no longer with the team.
Evan Turner, it's like a love and hate situation because he's a very good passer, but he makes, like, I don't know why he has so many turnovers, and sometimes it feels like he's careless with the ball.
Yeah.
And he's also not a good shooter. So
that's true,
it was
very
frustrating. But he's a good defender. So, I don't know. Let's see what's going to happen with the Trailblazers. They surprised me last season. So, I would love
for them to... They surprised a lot of people.
Yeah, I would love for them to surprise me again.
I'm not the only one that's going to be super excited about the upcoming season. Because I don't think the league has felt this balanced in, I don't know, 10 years? Probably more. Where there's no clear superpower. From recent memory, at least, not in the past 5 years, where we know it's Warriors and whoever comes out from the East. And for 4 of those years, it was LeBron and the Cavs. And then now the Raptors. But now with Kawhi gone, then I don't know if the Sixers, who brought Al Horford and got rid of Jimmy Butler, do they become now the sort of the best team in the East? Maybe the Celtics go back to being the Cinderellas and, you know, surprise everyone.
But also the West. Who's your guess for next season, first seed from the West?
I don't know.
The Rockets, you have the Warriors, you have the Clippers, you have the Lakers, the Trailblazers.
The Nuggets.
The Nuggets, they did a very good job this year.
Yeah.
Maybe the Nuggets are the favorites.
Utah.
So yeah, I mean,
I don't think it'll be the Clippers, and I'm not hating. The only reason why I'm not gonna say the Clippers is because they're gonna do the same thing that the Raptors did with Kawhi, and they're gonna let him take a break every other game and do some load management, mm-hmm. air quotes. Same with Paul George, because Paul George, he went down with that shoulder injury in the playoffs, and they're not gonna want that right now.
And who do you think it's gonna replace OKC on for the playoffs? Because I don't think, like, OKC, if they trade Russell, then they're not making to the playoffs.
I think Sacramento, I think, but I don't know which team, you know, in the West. Like, so I'm gonna go ahead and say that maybe the Nuggets, even the Jazz, they are the one seeded. Just because they might be more consistent than the Lakers and the Clippers. The Warriors are gonna have a slow start without Klay, without DeMarcus, without Iguodala. DeMarcus is gone.
Yeah, same with Iggy.
Yeah. So they have to reinvent themselves. I don't know if they're gonna keep D'Angelo. At this point it seems like they might as well just keep him. Which was a good acquisition.
I forgot about the Dallas Mavericks as well.
And the Mavs are obviously there. Porzingis is going to be back. Luka, obviously. But I don't know if they have all the pieces they need to contend. I think this is another experimental year where they bring Porzingis and Luka and they see how that works out. They missed out on Danny Green because they were also in the run for him.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, I don't know how much they're missing there. It would be a similar situation to what they did with Wesley Matthews and with Chandler Parsons. They would pay Danny Green a lot of money, and then I don't know if he really deserves that much money, big of a contract.
The Rockets might be the number one, now that I think about it. Rockets. They're running it back, right? They have the same team. They don't have to worry about any chemistry. Well, no, they do have to worry about chemistry issues.
Yeah, they have a lot of chemistry issues.
No, I'll take that back. The Pelicans, I don't think they're ready. But
it's going to be fun to watch them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Although, speaking of the Pelicans, the earthquake in Las Vegas that forced... No, that didn't force it, but Zion went down with a knee injury. But something not alarming, it seems. So he's not going to play the rest of the Summer League. And he's just going to wait until the beginning of the season, which is a smart move.
Yeah. I mean, he's too important for them to risk him.
Absolutely, yeah.
But... I think that also the East, if you look at the East now, there are so many teams that could be the first seed. Like you have Milwaukee, you have Toronto.
Yeah.
Toronto is going to have a tough time without Kawhi.
But they still have, you know, good Pascal, team. They have Van Vliet, Kyle Lowry is still there. Yeah. Marc Gasol is there.
And then you have the Celtics. I'm not sure about the Celtics.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how I feel about them.
Philadelphia. The Nets.
Even the Bulls, well, they're not going to be a contender, but the Magic is running it back, basically.
Yeah.
The Pistons, I don't know about the Pistons. They got Derrick Rose. They have Griffin and Andre Drummond.
What about Atlanta?
Atlanta, I think they're 2 years away.
Yeah.
Because they're getting some really good players, but they're all young.
Mm-hmm.
They're like the Kings of the East right now. They are committed to their guys. They're turning out to be great players. But they're still on the green side.
Yeah. Let's just try to make sure that they don't get too distracted with the nightlife in Atlanta, because that's a problem in Atlanta.
Should we shout out to Jalen Rose, who's the biggest insider on the Atlanta nightlife?
Yes.
So, I mean, I think it's safe to say at this point, as of July 7th, that the big names are completely gone, right, from the free agency. Which team do you think did the best now that we can see the bigger picture, and which team was the worst? Who's the absolute winner? Who's the absolute loser? Nothing in between. Give me your winner and your loser.
That's a tough question.
That's why we do this podcast.
I think that the winner, Philadelphia.
Okay.
And the loser, the Phoenix Suns.
The Phoenix Suns?
Yeah. Because they didn't do anything, really.
Not the Knicks?
Well, the Knicks, they are in a better position now than they were last season, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the fact that they didn't sign a big name, it's not the end of the world. Of course, the expectation was very high.
Yeah.
And they didn't achieve that. they were not able to bring a big name, but they put together a good team. Maybe they have the best team that they had in many, many years.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Rodrigo, if you compare the players that the Lakers are signing now with the players that the Knicks are signing, I mean, you guys are going for second-tier free agents.
Oh, I didn't know Bobby Portis was an elite player. I'm sorry.
No, I just said second-tier free agents. Both of you guys are going for second-tier free agents. I mean, Jared Dudley and Bobby Portis.
No, I agree there, but can we not forget that we got Anthony freaking Davis?
That was a trade.
Still. I mean, we got our main target. What did the Knicks get?
They got a...
Their biggest name is Julius Randle.
Look, I wouldn't...
And RJ Barrett.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Knicks become the next season's version of the Clippers from this season. Like a group of guys that is really committed and they play with a chip on their shoulder and, you know, like they end up making to the playoffs.
I think, honestly, this underdog with a chip on the shoulder narrative is going to get played out in the next couple of seasons so much. Not a knock on the Clippers. I usually, you know, I know my character is to hate on the Clippers, hate on the Celtics. But to be honest, they've done a really good job. Shout out to Steve Ballmer, the owner. I hope that he decides to bring a team to Seattle. That would be really cool because he's from Seattle or he used to work in Seattle.
You just want the Clippers out of Los Angeles.
Oh, the Clippers should move to San Diego. For not only because I don't want them sharing a building with the Lakers, but they deserve their own city at this point.
Now you're saying that they deserve their own city. You just want them to go away.
No, that's what I said. I want them out of Staples Center. Uh-huh. Los Angeles belongs to the Lakers.
Maybe they should move to Oakland.
That is an sure. But that is an uncomfortable truth. Clippers fans out there, don't hate me. Don't at me when I say that that Los Angeles and the city of Los Angeles belongs to the Lakers.
Rodrigo, be careful with what you're saying
now. I know.
Wait. Give it a couple of years, maybe 3 years, and maybe the ones that will be pushed out of Los Angeles will be the Lakers.
No, I mean, dude, listen to yourself. Seriously. Say the Clippers win 2019-2020. Congrats on them. They will finally get to hang their banner. Do you think that all the Lakers fans, they're hardcore. Let's just put it out there. They are. I'm not even going to include myself. All the people that live in LA are going to suddenly decide to cheer for the Clippers? No.
No, I agree with that.
There's a pocket of Clippers fans, absolutely. But even this season, Patrick Beverley said it, that sometimes they don't feel at home because there are so many Lakers fans out there.
Mm-hmm.
And they deserve their own city. Mm. Is the underline here, am I subtweeting at them saying, get the hell out? Yeah, absolutely. Get the hell out of my building. Make sure you pay the rent. Turn off the lights on your way out, please. But, you know, from an objective side, why are you trying to fight with one of the largest, most recognizable brands of the NBA?
But it would be interesting, not in this episode, but maybe one of the next episodes, we should look at the attendance statistics from the past 10 years to compare the Lakers and the Clippers. Because now, of course, you guys have LeBron and you're going to have more attendance.
Yeah.
Or maybe next year it's going to be interesting to see. I think both teams are going to be sold out every game.
For sure.
But the years that you guys were struggling, it would be interesting to compare with the Clippers when they had Chris Paul and Blake Griffin and DeAndre Jordan to compare the attendance.
Not this year, last year, mm-hmm. I took a look at those numbers. And obviously this is completely outdated. But the Lakers had still one of the highest attendance records in the league.
Mm.
And again, This is me being as objective as possible, but why, from a business perspective, are you trying to fight with one of the biggest names out there? Even when the Lakers are bad, the fans are still out there with them, complaining and demanding. Why do you want to fight for the same market as them, where you're only going to get a percentage? And those fans that are the younger fans might become Clippers fans, but the Lakers thing is almost a tradition.
It's a big enough market for two teams.
But it's not as big as, you know, with the state of New York, right? Where they are used to that. They have two baseball teams. They have two NFL teams. I feel like that's on whether you live on the state of New York, right? If you are in Brooklyn, if you are in Queens, if you're in Manhattan, all of that has something to do with your personality. With LA, it's the city of Los Angeles, city of Santa Monica, Compton, Monterey, etc., etc., etc. But everyone is under the Lakers umbrella, honestly. It doesn't matter where you are. There will be Clippers fans. There will be pockets of them. But who runs the city? Honestly, the Lakers. When you go to Staples Centers, how many Clippers statues do you see outside?
You're very passionate about this.
No, it's a real argument. How many Clippers statues do you see?
But you know, I don't think that's a good enough reason to move the team to another city because, of course, I'm using an example from another sport here. But you know enough about soccer to know that what moves soccer is this, the rivalry within the cities. So it's nice for you guys to have a rival in Los Angeles.
It is, absolutely. But also, like I said at the beginning, it is finally the first year that this rivalry makes sense. Before this, Lakers fans didn't care about the Clippers. And this is the first year that arguably the Clippers might have a better team, like you said, on paper.
No, but you're being a bit harsh there, because when they had DeAndre, Chris Paul, and Blake Griffin, they were already for a while a better team than the Lakers.
No, for sure. Okay, you're right. But I'm talking about the rivalry, right? Mm-hmm. It was never a rivalry between the Lakers and the Clippers. Mm-hmm. No one marked their calendar as they will for this season for a Lakers-Clippers game.
Yeah.
Only the Clippers fan, because they feel like the younger brother. And that's fine. I understand that feeling completely. Yeah.
I think the first time that people realized that maybe the Clippers had a better chance of winning the NBA season than the Lakers was when they had Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, and DeAndre Jordan, that team.
Yeah.
And now it's another situation where they do have a real chance of winning it all.
Yeah.
But this time it's different because both teams have like, I would dare to say, equal chance of winning.
Let's put
they're
it
both,
out there. Yeah.
They're both great teams
they
right now.
They both have their two superstars, right? And supporting cast.
Yeah.
But my problem, not my problem, my argument here is the culture, right? If you go to Staples Centers, it's all Lakers. Whether you like it or not.
You would be interested to see what happens if the Clippers win, how the parade would look like, you know? Because as you're saying, according to you, it's Lakers Nation, right? There are so many Lakers fans and just a pocket of Clippers fans. If they win, I would like to see what happens in the parade.
Oh, and I mean, this is a Warriors effect, right? The Clippers are all of a sudden going to get more fans. And that's good. That's honestly, a losing team doesn't bring fans. A winning team does, right? How many people converted to the Raptors this season, right, here in Canada?
But again, we are getting ahead of ourselves here because we're talking about the Clippers parade and the season has not even started. Yeah, so.
What if the Lakers win it all?
Yeah.
I like this episode. It became an LA special. We should have brought Michael Wu again. Michael Wu. Shout out.
And just so you guys know, we did have an agenda when we first started.
But
that's long gone now.
We're victims of the Kawhi effect. He changed our agenda. Thank you for nothing, Kawhi.
So what's next on our agenda, Rodrigo?
I'm going to give a shout out to Full Court 21, Bobito Garcia's tournament. That took place yesterday in Vancouver at Davidland Park, where we saw Demi Harris. Shout out to Demi Harris winning the tournament. He's going to New York to represent Vancouver in the Full Court 21 in New York City. So shout out to Demi because he's also part of the Red Bull Reign team that is going to represent Vancouver with Coach Clay, who we miss now. He hasn't been in the pod for a couple of weeks. So King handles.
Maybe Demi is coming back with a Carmelo Anthony autograph and a Russell Westbrook autograph from New York.
We have to bring... Actually, I saw Demi yesterday again. Shout out. Congrats to the champ. And he's going to be in the pod soon. But yeah, I mean, you know, if I'm the Clippers, just sign Demi. He's in better shape than Melo. Yeah. Honestly.
The Knicks. Yeah.
No, did I say Clippers?
Yeah.
Sorry. No. Knicks. Just reach out
You're
to Demi.
You're constantly thinking about the Clippers. Look at you.
No, it's because it's everything in the news right now.
Okay. Yeah, but I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with this season. I'm very excited for the season to start, to be honest.
Me too. I have so much money to spend on tickets. I want to go down to LA. I have two new jerseys to buy, at least. I want to get more from other teams, actually. I want to get a Luka jersey.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't like the Mavericks logo. We'll see what happens with the uniforms. All right. Big three still going. The triplets are undefeated. ISO Joe is still going bananas. Yeah. yesterday Greg Oden had a really good game actually with the Aliens, and they won for the first time. Other than that, I think the Power still, did they lose? I can't remember right now. Have you watched any Big Three games?
No.
Why are you doing that? You could have pretended.
I want our listeners to know that I'm very honest.
So Killer Threes and Triplets are still undefeated. Threes Company and Ball Hawks are at the bottom. Ball Hawks, they have sucked for the entire three seasons.
Maybe that's the team that Russell Westbrook should sign for.
Oh, now you want to send Russell Westbrook to the Big Three?
Well, because he's the name of the team.
Oh my God, no. Well, kind of, yeah.
It makes sense. Kind of sucks. It makes sense.
I feel bad for Russell now.
He would love to play for the Big Three because he wouldn't have to share the ball with other four players, only with other two players.
Whenever we get media credentials for the NBA, I dare you to go up to Russell Westbrook and call him a ball hog.
I really admire Russell Westbrook. but I'm just trying to make
don't
things
change the narrative, a bit spicy. Man. Don't change the narrative here.
It all comes from my heart.
Right. Tell that to Westbrook. Let me know what he thinks. That's still going, so check out the Big Three. The WNBA is still going on. Make sure that you vote for the WNBA All-Star. It's happening soon. I've already casted my vote. I have Kelsey Plum. I basically have the Las Vegas Aces, plus Candace Parker from the Sparks going to the All-Star game. In terms of standings, the Mystics, your Washington Mystics, Rafael, mm-hmm. they're still on top of the league. The Aces jumped from, I think they were in 5 or 4th spot. They jumped to number 3. The Storm and the Sparks, who are the teams that I sort of aligned to, they took a bit of a dip. And the Atlanta Dream, not doing very well, still at the bottom. So we'll keep an eye on that. Again, just a reminder that we'll have a special WNBA episode in about 2-3 weeks here. So you definitely want to check that out because we're going to bring some guests that are experts on that. On that note, anything else to add, my man?
I don't think so. We could stay here like
hours
for hours and talk about different things, but I think we cover every topic that we had on our very organized agenda.
On our agenda we had to put up together. Thanks to Kawhi and his indecisiveness. Shout out to Kawhi and Uncle Dennis. I would like to meet them, honestly, and have like, I don't know if he drinks coffee, maybe tea with him and Uncle Dennis. Even Kawhi, does he drink? Maybe he'll just have water.
I don't think he drinks. He drinks coffee. He's too like zen.
Yeah.
For coffee.
Maybe just tea.
He meditates. Water? He meditates.
Does he?
I think so.
I don't think so.
Just before we go, I just have one last piece of breaking news here. Let me check. Wait a second. This is very important.
What is it? What are you checking?
Wait. I'm checking my Twitter for my sources. DeLon Wright is joining the Mavericks on a $29 million deal. That's very important. That's the news of the day.
An extra minute on the podcast.
Guard DeLon Wright is signing a 3-year $29 million contract to play for Mavs.
Wow. Thank you, Rafael.
We couldn't go without giving this.
Thank you so much.
Last piece of news. So
thank you.
I know that you guys are really, really going to appreciate that I took my time to break the news.
An extra 5 minutes. For DeLon Wright. That's a quality episode.
Okay, now we're ready.
Okay,
let's go.
Let's do this. As always, if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, please rate us 5 stars and leave us a review. Otherwise, Rafael, we'll go to your house in the middle of the night and give you random news about the NBA free agency.
What?
Yeah, you don't want that. Follow us on Instagram at dropping.dimes, on Twitter at dropping_dimes1. Facebook.com/ dropping.times1, because without the one, that's not us. Our website, www.dropping-times.com. Our email, contact@dropping-times.com. This is the Dropping Dimes crew signing off. Peace out.